Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener. The late night alternative. Thank you to James Stanage, who's been droning on like an old fart for the last 3 hours. Time to retire, James. Time to retire. So I'm just confused by Dave has sent me a tweet that says it's about a TV show for New Zealand, and I can't quite open the link. Four overweight teens. It's a program called The Good Shit, right? Called The Good Shit. Four overweight teens agree to swallow capsules filled with other people's feces in hopes of losing weight.
What?
But a lack of suitable poo donors threatens the experiment.
Would he think that was one for you?
Yes. Listen to Catherine. Now she's got an agent. Expect some much more grown-up material.
Kath TM.
Here we go. Can you try and find out some information on that programme? So New Zealand television, it's called The Good Shit.
I don't believe it.
I believe it. You'd have to believe it, wouldn't you? Good evening, dear listener. Late Night Alternative. Oh, we are here to save the radio airwaves from the dross, from the Dullingtons that are filling the airwaves around the country. I'm sorry, Tom Snorbrick. I don't care for your day two dissection of Theresa May's speak. I don't care. I'm sorry, Duncan Bucks. I don't care for your talk about Prince Harry. He's not going to go to Bognor, to Butlins. It's nonsense. But I do care for both gentlemen as human beings and as people whose hands I've shook and looked in the eye and told them both I admired their work. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very welcome to. We might be speaking to John Flansburgh from the They Might Be Giants. We might not. He's playing a very coy game of hide-go-seek where he flutters his eyebrows at me and his eyelashes. And then hide. That's not actually how you play hide-go-seek, and it doesn't really explain the situation we're in. Basically, he emails me saying he wants to come on the show. I email him back, and then he goes, I can't do it tonight.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you, John? By the way, it's got to be said, I was on Music Magpie and Amazon when I got home last night, filling those gaps in my TMBG CD catalogue. Oh, don't pull that face, Catherine. You're getting a copy of Flood. Oh, you're getting a copy of Flood. One of the greatest albums of all time. What year was it made?
1990.
Thank you very much indeed. 03-444-991000. I've been thinking long and hard as to what... This is Britain's most successful late-night phone-in show ever. Right? Ever. And I have been thinking, well, how do we make it more successful? Okay, so I was kind of going through my head, well, what is the most successful radio show in the history of radio anywhere in the world? The answer, Catherine? Do you know?
The Christopher Evans Show.
Which iteration?
I would say the... Tricky.
We finish at 1 o'clock, Catherine.
The Virgin one.
Incorrect answer. No. The most successful radio show of all time has to have been the Chris Evans' BBC Radio 1 breakfast show.
Oh, yes.
It was spunky, sometimes literally. It was feisty. It was mean. It was bullying. It was horrible. It was funny. And it was great. Now, I was thinking, but what made it great? Because Evans has never quite...
You've forgotten it was drunk sometimes.
It was drunk. Boozy. It was hit and miss. But Evans has never quite hit the highs that he hit there. Of course, when he comes to Virgin next year, once they've built that whole new city, they're building a whole new city at his own personal design called Evanstown to house the new Virgin Studios. So once that's done by the year 2036, then we'll hit, and he'll be better than ever. But until then, we have to cling on to the glory that was the BBC Radio 1 breakfast show with Chris Evans. Thinking, well, what made it so good? Obviously, Chris's own brand of unique, zany, madcap weirdness and bullying. But no, there was more to it than that. One simple word, and it begins with... Let's throw this over to Sam. Sam, put your headphones on. Turn your microphone on, son. We're going to... today is the day that you become a man.
Okay.
What's that buzzing?
It's my microphone.
That's outrageous.
Because I've got all the equipment in here, so it makes noises.
Well, it's never buzzed before.
I'm pretty sure it has. I'm pretty sure you said the exact same thing the last time I turned this mic on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Don't talk to him.
Exactly, because he's cheeky.
Yeah.
He backchats in gay slang. So here's I'm going to give you a clue. You answer this question, and I'm going to give you £10. And I will actually give you £10. Let me get this money.
You've got £10.
I've got loads of money. You know I've got loads of money. I've started drug dealing again.
Oh, don't even joke about
well,
that.
Well, no, I'm not joking about it. This is the great thing about it. Not only am I helping people out, but I'm also getting a lot of money tax-free. I'm not, Catherine, don't worry. I'm not using. I'm just selling and testing. Right, it's £10. By the way, £5 note. These new plastic £5 notes are great. One in the washing machine came out great. I ran it under the tap the other day. It's fine. It's plastic.
Also, you can spy on people through them. Look.
Go on.
She's just looking at some money. No, she's not. Hey. She's peeping.
So, £10 here for you. Only for Sam, not for you, dear listener. You're slackers. You're signing on. You're buying the drugs from me.
It wouldn't help you to get the free money.
What made Chris Evans' Radio 1 breakfast show so good? And it's a word beginning with P. Word beginning with P for £10.
And it sounds a bit like something Donald Trump likes.
Very, very, it does. Well, don't give him, now.
That's gone completely in my head.
Please, because this is actually my £10, this is genuine. And now,
trying to help him, he doesn't earn anything.
Don't help him. It's a very 90s phenomenon that I think we need to bring back. For £10, beginning with P, what was it?
No idea.
Alan, no. Turn that ridiculous buzzing microphone off. Alan, what was it? What's the word?
TMYFID.
No, you're an idiot. What P? Jeez, where are you? Inside the phone?
No, I was in the living room picking up some chocolate for me mum.
Are you sure it's chocolate?
Yep.
There's
a box of Cadbury's where other chocolates are available.
Oh, okay. Are you saying thank you very much? Thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you very much. Not for kicking me out, Mum. Thank you very much. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Very much.
What P made the Chris Evans Radio BBC Radio 1 breakfast show so good? It wasn't just Evans. There was a P involved. What P was it?
Well, you've got the different personalities on there, like Danny Boy, Johnny Boy, Holly Hot Lips, Justin the T-Boy.
You got it. So what were they?
The presenters.
No. Begins with another P. What were those guys?
Production.
No, come on, man. It's a 90s phenomenon. Ba-da-ba-dum. Ba-da-ba-dum.
Will you concentrate?
What P was it, Alan?
I had to pass.
You're an idiot. Posse.
Oh, if you said Steve, well, I would have got it.
No, we're not talking about Steve, right? His show is a car crash. I'm talking
about... He had the original posse.
But Chris Evans's posse is what made that show. So this is what I'm thinking, Alan, right? We're going to bring back the 90s and we are going to create for this show... To make it even more successful, we're going to create a posse.
That sounds good. Count me in.
Okay. Go through the original Chris Evans posse again.
Well, you've got Dan Sandman.
Yes. I've heard rumours loved every second of that experience.
He did.
You've got Johnny Boy Revel.
Yep.
Holly Hotlip.
Yes.
Jamie Studenville.
Yep.
and Justin the T-Boy.
So they've all got great nicknames, right? So if you want to be in my posse, and by the way, dear listener, this is open to you at home. You want to be part of the Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle Late Night Alternative Talk Radio posse, 0344 499 1000.
Can I
we
change
call
my
you back?
You need, you need a nickname.
Can I change my name?
Of course you can.
I want to be Special K.
Well, that's ketamine. You want to be named after ketamine?
Oh, I need to rethink that.
How about Kathy Tits?
I think that's already been used.
Kathy Tits?
No.
Should I put you down as Kathy Tits?
No.
I put you down as Kathy Tits with a question mark.
No!
Holly Hot Lips, Kathy Tits.
No!
All right, we'll go Special K for the moment. Okay.
You're writing down...
I'm Special K. I've written Special K. But no, but then your name needs to be K. It's got to have your name
why
in it.
Why don't you call me K-Hole?
Let's have a look through the K-hole. Who lives in an arse like this?
Oh, no, I didn't think of it like that, Alan Caddick.
Alan, you're a dirty boy. What's your nickname going to be?
Well, I've got a perfect nickname, which is an anagram of my name.
Well, it's going to have Dick in it somewhere.
No, I was thinking of my first name. If you take the letters of Alan and rearrange them...
Well, you got Allah.
Lana.
No.
Lana Turner. It's one for the kids.
The A-N with the A-L.
Oh, anal.
Anal Caddick.
Yeah.
Mate, do you know what?
You're choosing that.
Do you know what? It's in. It's in. This is going to be a great success.
It sounds like we're casting something quite different.
Right, so... This is tonight's show. Of many things. You can call in about other stuff. By the way, Dean, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying the show tonight. I spell my name properly, but I'm glad you're digging the show. So, amongst other things, you can call in about other stuff as well. But we are creating a posse for tonight's show. We've got Special K. We've got Anal Caddick. Sam, you have a little think, mate, because you're in the posse. Well, you can be in the posse if you have a name. And over to you, dear listener, 0344 499 1000. As well as doing that, you know, the other day we came up with the celebrity that everyone likes, and we ended up with Michael Palin. I was thinking tonight, let's do the same, but for songs. There's got to be a song that everybody likes. And I think it's going to be a short phone-in, because I think I've got the song. Come on, Eileen.
No, I hate it.
Sorry?
I hate it.
No.
Also...
Apparently that's what it's about.
No.
Apparently that is what it's about. Right.
Well, I don't think she'd be very happy about
that. Can we get Dexys, Tiny Rowlands, or any members of the Gypsy community to call in and let us know what Come On Eileen is actually about? Apparently the first two Dexys albums are supposed to be amazeballs. Amazeballs.
That video is one of the first I remember her walking down the street and him annoying her.
Right.
And I don't like that song a bit.
We're not talking about the video. The video's
irrelevant.
I don't
like any part of it. I don't like the hats. I don't like the dungarees. I don't like the tune.
Yeah, well, again,
I don't like the violin.
Okay, the first...
They're holding it wrong.
50% of... Well, okay, right. So four-fifths of what you've just listed is to do with the video again.
Yeah, but I also mostly...
so don't...
Mostly don't like the song and the aggressive... Dancing it in genders.
Again, you're back to the... It's nothing... Right.
The effects of song are as bad as the song itself.
We are not...
The fear of the song.
We are not talking about the video or any of the performance. We are talking about the song. I would like to... Special K, I would like to rig you up. I'd like to string you up.
That's not very nice.
That means hang you.
I know. That's not nice.
That is not
that's
nice.
That's overstepping the bounds
that's
there.
That's unpleasant.
Yeah.
But I would like to rig you up... Mm. To a lie detector tester. Detector test. Because I think that if I were to ask you...
Feel my pulse.
Okay.
No, not with your thumb, because that's your pulse. Two fingers here.
Catherine, please.
I used to be in the Red Cross.
Catherine, I thought your pulse was on your wrist.
Yes.
Okay, Catherine. I've got to ask you... let me send this.
You need to ask me a control question.
Yeah. Are you a dickhead?
No.
Right, it's a lie. So we know that you're lying. Okay. Do you like Come On Eileen, the song, not the video?
No, I don't.
It's true, she doesn't like it. Wow, that's blown my mind. 0344 499 1000. So the quest continues to find the song that everybody likes. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number. This is a real programme. The good shit is a real programme.
I can't find any reference to it on Google.
Well, here's apparently a clip of it. Hang on. Here we go. Oh, that's a karaoke version of Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Easily mixed up.
This video is not available in my area.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Have we got any listeners in New Zealand?
You've got to speak their language. Have we got any listeners in New Zealand, please? And have you seen The Good Shit?
It's a real programme. It's on the same channel as Grand Designs New Zealand. So it's a real thing. This is real. Four overweight teens agree to swallow capsules filled with other people's feces in hopes of losing weight. I'm going to retweet the link. Can anyone get me...
Do you remember Leslie, who used to ring up?
Oh, God, yeah.
He said to us...
Datsun up the A5.
He did. He couldn't touch it. He told us that he was concerned...
He was in shock.
I was shocked. He was concerned about... And he said, white people eat poo. And we delved down to the bottom of what he was saying, and what he meant was that those little pots, he said they were full of fecal matter.
Well,
I don't believe that that's the case.
No.
But I think that good bacteria thing is the nugget in the nuggets that they're eating there.
Speaking of nuggets, here's Dredge.
Anna, I didn't know that we still had to walk
in the go of each other's majesticism. In it, da-da-da-ba-dum, bit-a-boom-boom-bim-bum, boom-boom-boom.
What a song, what a song. Hang on a second. What a song. Let's, hang on. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage, Anna. Oh. Hey! This is a great, you know this song, Kath?
No.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation showing the home of the one this
was written for. Wait, not yet.
My apartment looks upside down.
Wait for the chorus. What a song.
Out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool. And it's
never.
In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words.
What a band. Do you know this one? Johnny Boy? This is a great... I haven't played it yet, Johnny Boy.
Oh, sorry.
This is a great one. Here we go. You know this one. You must know this one. No, not this one. It's an advert.
I've just thought of the posse name for John.
Well, hang on a second. Okay, hang on a second.
They might be jokes, yeah.
Start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart.
Don't let's start. I've got a weak heart. I remember singing that in the freezer room in B-Jams, trying to keep warm.
Have they still got a dial a song thing going on?
Yeah, they just started. Sure they just started it again. No, they just started it again.
Blimey.
Yeah. You should go and see them live, man. You'd love it. It's a good old show.
Yeah, I have seen. I saw them live many years ago.
I meant see them recently. Could you get me so angry?
There was a man at the concert yesterday who I thought was you, Dredge.
But I said no. That Dredge is white.
No, wasn't that man? The other one.
Okay, right. Okay, right.
That is quite. It's a shame you didn't recognise me there. That was me hiding.
Here's the thing. Right. I've got a fun game that I'm not allowed to talk about because of political correctness.
Okay.
Right. Basically, I like it when I see people that look like my friends or famous people, but they are of different ethnicities. And I like that. And it amuses me. And it entertains me. But you can't go on Twitter and say, I've just seen a black Ringo Starr, because people accuse you of being a racist or a drumist.
Really? I don't think that is racist.
All right. Can you tweet now? You've just seen a black Ringo Starr and see what happens. She's doing it! It's a good game, guys. I thoroughly recommend it. Anyway, Dredge, do you want to be part of the 90s posse that we're forming?
Yeah. Well, I could be... people used to call me Judge Dredge a lot at school.
Judge Dredge?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've got a better one.
All right, well, we're going to get to yours in a minute. I want to hear... Let's go through Dredge's tedious list, and then we'll get... Then we'll get to your... I think Brilliant here's one. The thing. Dredge, she's got an agent today. I think Catherine might have been doing cocaine or something to celebrate because she's wild.
Absolutely not.
She's got her knickers on her head.
That's an unusual image.
Not that unusual.
Here's the thing, right? I don't like any word for the downstairs underwear of either gender, any gender. Bra is fine. I prefer brassiere, but bra is fine, right? I don't like the word pants.
Yeah.
I don't like the word knickers, the word panties. What am I, living in a porno?
Kex.
No! I don't like...
Scrundies.
Don't like scrundies. Boxers, I can kind of live with, but there's no good word.
Undercrackers.
No! Do you know what I mean, Dredge?
Well, yeah, it's sort of rather uncomfortable, isn't it?
It is.
Rather uncomfortable.
You want a size bigger.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, let's hear the rest of your names.
Dr. Edge.
That's the one I was going for.
Thank you.
Well, hang on a minute. We don't know. Have you written it down somewhere? Can you show us the evidence?
Just believe me.
Well, I don't believe you.
I wouldn't claim it if I wasn't proud of it.
Okay. You just realised that was actually better.
Dr. Edge is where I was going.
No, the one you had was D. Reg.
No.
You had Dredge.
Hey.
Forget about Dredge.
I like Dr. Edge. And
I like Dr. Edge.
What do you bring... Dr. Edge, what do you bring to the posse? Everyone's got to bring something to the posse. What do you bring to the posse?
Well, nobody ever brought anything to the posse on Chris Evans' show.
Holly brought hot lips.
I know what Dr. Edge has got.
Yeah?
Whenever I see you, Dr. Edge, you've always got your magic bag.
That's true. Yeah, he's got a bag. All right. I'll tell you what. Welcome to our first feature.
Dr. Edge in his magic bag.
Dr. Edge.
What's in the magic bag?
What's in the magic bag, Dr. Edge?
That sounds like a TV series. Quite a lot.
All right,
don't build up your part, otherwise we'll just get you fired.
Yeah, don't run before you can walk, mate. What is?
No, it could be a feature film.
No, we'll get you replaced by someone else who's less trouble. What is in your magic bag today, Dr. Edge?
It's cocaine.
Oh.
Is that all right?
Thanks for your call, Dr. Edge. I mean, that guy, we need to get him off the posse. We need to get him off the posse ASAP.
Some people can't handle the posse.
Jack, can you handle posse?
Yeah, I'm up for posse.
Beautiful. Do you want to be in?
Yeah, I'm up for being in the posse.
Well, what's your name going to be?
I was thinking, what about Wacky Jackie?
Okay, okay. We got to tread very carefully here. Are you going to be ironically wacky, or are you going to be genuinely wacky?
I think ironically would probably work better.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it in motion. So, hey, look. Oh, look who's coming in the studio. Look, it's Wacky Jackie. All right, Wax.
Hi, Ian. Come on, Eileen, is about what you think it's about.
No, this is what we do. In the same way that Comedy Dave wasn't funny...
Wacky Jackie.
Okay. And that's where he got the nickname from. That's not me being rude. He was called Comedy Dave because he was deadpan. He's a nice bloke. I've met him. Wacky Jackie's just as flat as a pancake. So you just got to do it in your normal voice.
Hey, look who's called
Flapjack.
In. Look who's called in, Kath. Yeah, yeah. It's Wacky Jackie. You're right, Wax. What you got?
Well, Come On Eileen is actually what you think it's about, Ian.
Is it? Now, I didn't know this until a few weeks ago when someone saw a tweet about Come On Eileen. Oh, I was doing making songs rude. So things like Octopussy's Garden and... I can't remember any others, but that was the one. Anyway, and someone said, Come On Eileen, and someone then tweeted, no, that's actually what it's about. And I didn't know that, is it?
Well, I run a choir, and I really wanted to do that song in the choir, because as Kath knows, it's just a brilliant song.
Hate it.
But I had to look at the meaning, and the lyrics, he says, you in that dress, my thoughts, I confess, verge on dirty.
That is not enough. Now, listen, bearing in mind the whole Kavanaugh thing that's been going on, you're going to need way more evidence. If we're going to employ the standards they employed in that hearing the other day, you know, the American dude, the Kavanaugh
dude, who's
up for being like one of the 9 top judges in America, but he's accused of rape and sexual misconduct. And yeah. If that evidence had been presented... what you've just presented there, they would have they laughed at like pretty heavy evidence, but they would laugh at that. That doesn't mean it's about a bee party.
I just remember reading something about the writer saying that it was about when they were young and all they wanted to do was the deed, and that's why they wrote the song. And
Okay. No, I believe it is.
You in that dress, my thoughts, I confess, verge on dirty.
Yeah, verging, that's fine. There's no crime in that.
I don't think he is. There's no crime being a virgin. We all were. Some of us still are.
The second thing is I've got a song to put in the most popular song that everybody enjoys.
We're trying to find the song that everybody likes. Catherine is being a B1TCH, if I'm going to be completely honest. With you. She's trying to scupper. She's got an agent now, Wacky, and she is trying to... could you type on the names as well, by the way? So this is Wacky Jackie. Thank you. I think she's got her eyes on taking this slot from me, Waxter. So that's why she's being contrary. So we've got to come up with another song. All right, what have you got?
Let's see if Wacky Jackie can get KT.
Special K.
Special K, yeah. Singing. Tell me, Ian, if she doesn't sing along to this.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm watching her lips.
And I say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey.
Goodbye. That guy's obviously a prank caller.
So wacky, though,
eh? He's a prankster. This is... we've got Sally, we've got G. We could have you, dear listener. 03-44-499-1000. And we've got two big things riding on this. We're forming a posse. What's your name? What are you going to bring to the party? So far, we've got Special K, Anal Caddick. That was his suggestion. Dr. Edge and his magic... I've written Magic Bank. And actually, I prefer that.
You're thinking of something else.
Yeah, Dr. Edge and his magic bank. I like that. We'll stick with that. And Wacky Jackie. 03444991000. We're also trying to find the song that everybody likes. This is Talk Radio.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I think David has sent me the episode of that programme where they eat faeces. But for some reason, any email to my email address, ian@ianlee.com, takes about 20 minutes to come through. So we're going to wait for that to filter through. Then hopefully we're going to listen to a New Zealand television programme where 4 overweight... this is the premise, right? This is where television has got to. You can say anything. So you can imagine going to the pitch meeting, yeah? You got an idea for a show? Yeah, I got an idea for a show. Go on, what is it? Right, so you get 4 fat teenagers and they eat a piece of shit and then they vomit and they lose weight. Yeah, can you give us 6 of those? Not a problem at all. That's where we're at now with television.
You know whose fault that is? Paul Ross's.
Yeah, Paul Ross's. By the way, can I just say, Catherine and I today... they all rhymed and I couldn't think of a 4th one. I'm a poet and I didn't realise. I got excited then. We watched a great film that I saw the trailer for when I was in New York a couple of times ago, when I watched the Mr. Rogers film, Won't You Be My Neighbour. By the way, got the director of that coming on this show soon. Right, that's happening. We're trying to arrange a screening of it for our film club, the Rabbit Hole Picture Show. They've said no. And then they said, let's have a look, see what we can do. All right, so that's happening. If you want to come and see Fright Night, Rabbit Hole Picture Show, only 20 tickets left. Only 20.
If you want to come, it's on Saturday, October the 27th, Fright Night 1985. Come and hang out with us. We're going to watch a film. We're thinking of having an interval in the middle, just stopping the film and doing something. I don't know. If you want to come, maybe you've got a scary song you want to sing. You know, if you want to come and do a monologue from Fright Night or a horror film, you'd be very, very welcome. Okay. There's 20 tickets left. If you go to ianlee.com/event, look for the Rabbit Hole Picture Show. ianlee.com/event, look for the Rabbit Hole Picture Show. And I've gone off on so much of a tangent, I can't remember where I was going there. Oh, so we watched this documentary today, which is great. I got it on import Blu-ray, called Three Identical Strangers. I wonder if I can find the trailer for it. I'm hoping to get someone from the show, from the film Three Identical Strangers trailer. Listen to this trailer, right? Because I don't want to say too much and reveal, but there's quite a bit in the trailer. Listen to this. This is like some documentary. Here we go.
I wouldn't believe the story if someone else were telling it, but it's true, every word of it. It started when I went to college. It was the first day of school. All these people are coming up to me saying, Eddie, how are you? Eddie, hi. I'm like, my name's not Eddie. I don't know what you're talking about.
As soon as this guy turned around, I knew it was Eddie's double. I said, you're not going to believe this. You have a twin brother.
Oh, my God. As I reached out to knock on the door, it opens. And there I am. His eyes are my eyes, and my eyes are his eyes, and it's true.
And then the story went from being amazing to incredible.
It was an article to Twins Reunited. I think I might be the third.
Yes, man!
When people ask me, what is the most remarkable story you ever encountered? I tell them it's the story of the triplets.
You guys have been on the front page of every newspaper in the world.
True.
They were more like clones than they were like brothers.
It was a miracle.
There was nothing that could keep us apart.
That's when things kind of got funky.
Something was just not right.
They separated these boys at birth.
The parents had never been told that there were two other children.
What was the purpose?
Why? How could you not tell us?
They're trying to conceal what they did from the people they did it to.
When you play with humans, you do something very wrong.
It would be evil enough to come up with something like this.
There's a lot of powerful people who would like to have this story silenced.
There's still so much that we don't know.
It boggles the mind.
It's a mystery. I'd like to know the truth.
That's it, man. It's honest. I got goosebumps. And I had goosebumps when I saw the trail in the cinema in New York. I got goosebumps. And I've seen the film. And I watched the trailer and I got goosebumps. And I thought, but they've given away the story. So the story says a guy and he goes to college and it turns out he's got a twin and that becomes a big story that he never knew about. And then it turns out there's three of them. Okay, that's the story. Nah, that ain't the story,
that's
man.
That's the beginning of the
story.
That
is the beginning. And I'm not going to say any more because I really want you to see it. You can get it on DVD. I don't think it's been released in this country yet. It will be at some point. We'll try and screen it at Picture Show if we can. I'm trying to get someone from the film on this show to talk about it as well. But it is, what can you say without giving anything away? It shows you how low human beings can sink and how ethically some people have no ethical boundaries. There's no ethics in people.
And it's one of those films that it's only when it finishes that you realise that you haven't breathed out properly for the whole time it was on.
And when you think you've grasped it, because the first like 30 minutes is these three guys reuniting, and just when you think you've grasped the story, it turns a corner. You think, oh, okay, right, no, this is... And it does that about four or five times. It just keeps turning a corner. You go, oh, this is the story. It is incredible. It is incredible, man. If it gets a UK release over here... Can you see if it's part of the London Film Festival? I know at the London Film Festival, they're showing the Mr. Rogers film. They're also showing the Frank Sidebottom documentary, which is a masterpiece. Well done, Steve Sullivan, for that. I wonder, the timing kind of feels right that they might be showing this is part of the London Film Festival, and I don't feel that it's quite not in there.
No, I don't think it is.
Do you know what? Not tomorrow because I'm busy, but maybe at the weekend I'll drop a little line to the film company and see if we can find out any more about it. It is amazing. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Sally.
Hello.
Hello, Sally. Do you want to be in our party?
Yeah, go on then.
So far,
go
we got then. Special K. We got Anal Caddick. That was his idea. That was his idea.
He took to that with gusto, didn't he?
Dr. Oh, Edge yeah. and his magic bank and Wacky mm-hmm. Jackie. Who are you going to be?
Well, I've had three nicknames in the past. Mrs. Kanchelskis. I don't think that's going to fly, is it?
Ooh,
really?
I quite like that, but only if you're doing an old Polish woman character.
Right, OK.
Where's that come from, Mrs. Kanchelskis?
There was a footballer, Andrei Kanchelskis.
Okay. That I used to be madly in love with when I was...
OK, yeah. That works.
Big Mac.
Sorry?
Big Mac.
OK, I like the Big Mac, yeah.
OK. The other one I'm not going to say, but it almost got me murdered. But I'm not going to repeat it because I don't like it. So.
OK, well, if you don't like it...
Let's pretend it never yep. happened.
And if it almost got you murdered?
Yep. No, I'm not telling you.
Oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
No.
I do
good. That's good.
Not want to know. Well,
okay.
I think we got to go Big Mac.
Big Mac. Okay.
I think Big Mac. I like that. And what's kind of your quirk? What are you bringing to the posse, BM, Big Mac?
I don't know.
There we go. She's got a catchphrase. She's got a catchphrase. Oh, she's the best one yet.
Genius.
She's all right, Big Mac. What's 32 times 65?
32 times 65.
Do your catchphrase.
Do the catchphrase.
I don't know. Yes, she's got a catchphrase.
I love it when she says that. They're going to be stopping her in the street going, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, say it.
I don't know. Hey, I'll tell you what, Big Mac. What can I ask you a question? What is the capital of Nigeria?
The capital of Nigeria? I don't know.
Yes! Thank you. She's got a catchphrase. She came fully armed.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. She was playing it down, but Big Mac's got a catchphrase.
Dr. Edge has got a prop. Yep. Big Mac's got a catchphrase.
Anal Caddick's got a problem. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.